But is 10 minutes after 8. Well, the Greece man in charge getting a lot of feedback on that guy that called up and you know, wouldn't take my largesse. You know, that guy that was 22 years old and is yet uninitiated in the sweet life of love. It's funny, the difference, but it got me to thinking about the difference between men and women. See, women, when they think about their first time out of the chute, the first time at the starting gate, they usually sit there and they think, oh, I'm sure he'll be a prince. I don't know when the time will come, but I know I'll know when it's right. You know, so they think, oh, I'll probably meet him somewhere. Or I least expect it, he'll be a med student who bandages a cot. And we'll date for 3 or 4 weeks, and then one day I'll just take a long, leisurely bath and wear that special lace robe and gently, so gently, he'll take me. But men, on the other hand, they just go, yeah! You see, the difference... It must be some kind of hormones or something. I can't figure it out. But I think most men will nod their head. And once your testosterone starts to flowing, that's all you can think about is that first time. And you don't want to be wearing no lace. You want to worry about, I mean, see, that's the difference. Men, their first time out of the chute would take gravel Gertie on the back of a dung wagon, you know? Men do not have the same kind of romantic compulsions that many of our female friends have. Which is why there's that constant battle down through the ages. Of course, as a woman gets older, she eventually comes to realize. But in those early years, you know, they're a tough road to hoe. I can remember my own self. You know, we're laughing at that guy being 22 years old. I was 19 years old, but in 19 years old, I was on the radio at the time, as a matter of fact, and still a babe. An inexperienced babe. Yeah, my old college roommate Jim lives in town, and here he's probably chuckling now as he remembers that first hog that came my way. Remember her, Jimmy? She was a hotline, honey. Big and beefy. But you see, while a woman would never think, oh, my first time, it's got to be somewhat special to close to my heart. Man thinks, just let me get it over with. Let me see if I know what I'm doing here. Let me figure this thing out. Now you say, what's the idea? Let me look at that book again. Let me see. You know, and so she happened by, and I know Jim remembers because we were roommates at the time, and he had to leave the room. A little college dormitory where I snuck her in. I remember sneaking down the hallway with her, going, yeah. Could you try to be more quiet, please? Just try to be a little more quiet. We don't want to get caught by the hall monitor. Oh, it was awful those days. And, yes, I managed to, you know, pull it off. I realized there was nothing to it. Of course, I had to put up with the phone calls. Hello?
Yeah. I'd like to get together with you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, right, I miss you too.
That's the difference. See, men are barbarians. And thank God, women are women. Of course, that was a long time ago, and you realize that was my first time. I just wanted to, like most men, I just wanted to, you know, to have it done, you know?
Now, I am a lot more particular. A lot more particular.
I always insist that the women have, you know, most of their limbs and...
But they be alive!
I mean, I'd hobble a woodpile if I thought there was a snake in there. Yeah, thank you.